I don't know. I can't remember if I was the second or third.
I don't know whether
people, one of the first ones
whether people do that here, but certainly down there people,
you know,
with your eyes, and they were so much more attentive.
That's a big joke. I read a
chapter.
That's what Native people do here.
I tried to shorten it.
They do in the South
really
West.
Bad manners. It's hard to point with your fingers.
Yeah.
Especially from a novel without having to explain.
Things like that, or sometimes if you're as a non-Native person.
Anyway, I got up there, and I could tell
all
Native people
get up
sitting over there.
Someplace. Because they have communicated, and since it was non-verbal,
anyway,
or you're so out of it culturally, you're the stupid one sitting there, and you're the only one who doesn't know what's going on.
It hit me.
Words are very, very rare.
I could have been
and
listening
that's another
to
thing that when you're
readers,
writing,
Aboriginal
you have
readers,
to put everything
you know,
in words,
talking
right?
about the problems
and
that we have here
and
in
sometimes,
Canada.
Like I say, it's
they were all
it's
talking about
you're
the same
come
thing.
To a dead end. How are you going to?
By the time the last one was up there, we
the
all knew each other.
All the nonverbal communication that's going on back
because
and forth.
The same problems.
Into words.
The same
and English on top
same
of that. It's a different language.
Struggles.
Yeah. And that's a very frustrating process.
And then,
we
tried to
walk around in groups of 23.
Half of us would get over the red across the street. Then the red light would come on, we'd have to stand there and wait for the other half to come next green light.
And
the
restaurants,
try to find
what you're thinking, what you're going to do next, or I just caught your comment right there.
In Toronto, and then we went on to
We used to get a kick out of
this. Do you remember, was there somebody
from the city, the white people
New Zealand,
from the city coming down to the Native communities? They'd walk into the local store.
We had
to walk into the store and everybody's quiet and see very much.
Yeah, she was from New Zealand.
And the ladies over there start giggling. And they first start laughing.
She's married.
And
and
the person there is just totally out of it, like you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't know what's going on. In the meantime, comments are running back and forth. Somebody just said something over there. Mm-hmm.
And then we lost track of
unless you know, unless you can interpret the messages, unless you feel. And the feeling part, too. You know, the intuition part of you has to be able to interpret the messages and catch what's happening. It's like there's one
happened.
When you walk into a tense room, you feel it. That's the kind. That's the kind of communication.
Yeah.
Anyway,
That's life.
Yeah,
we spent all that time together. We got to know each other.
It's painful when after such an event you all go
like
in different ways.
To make an effort to keep in touch.
Language,
contact,
another language, and in written form.
Now, like I said, mentioned
Paul from England. Paul
maybe a reader from that area. That what if I described something in the book? You know, the child just did this, caught somebody's eye over there, and another person, you know, maybe shrugged.
We don't know where all the rest of
they'll know. They'll know. They'll just get the message by just mentioning
really,
those
really
things.
Surprised.
And they just burst out laughing because they've caught the unwritten communication in there.
The same situation. Of course, the question came up, why? Why are we
so when you say you write for yourself, but now...
You know, all around the world.
Now that the book has been published for a couple of years,
what we thought,
people are reading
what
it.
What we pinned down was the reason why.
Do you think then you've
we
written it more from
the colonized
Native
by the same country?
Yeah, because they'll be
and
more
they pretty
able
well
to
did the same thing in every country.
Those
I hope
messages.
They.
Huh?
Oh yes.
So we end up with.
I hope they do.
Health system.
You know, get something
problems,
out of it, like
system,
I said.
Housing,
and understand.
Reserves. Lands.
That'll make me happy. If they can get the
it's colonialism,
especially the unwritten communication between the lines. If they could read between the lines and catch the jokes in there,
I'll do that too. That's good to know. I had to when I started working. I had to cancel this and cancel that.
Do you get a lot of feedback from Native people?
No,
I get
you don't do that.
To write
Mm-hmm. It's like questioning someone. You don't question people. You don't make comments. That's why the lecture theaters are such a foreign environment in all the
other writers. Their writers, I'm not a writer.
The debates and the discussions and the panel.
I think you are a writer.
Those are total foreign.
Okay, you say you're not, and I shouldn't be determining. Maybe it's a fix, though, in a way. You've written a book. You know what your image of a writer is. And it's out there. It's out there in a way on its own.
Yeah. Well,
and it's out in a world that
is dominated
by
forms
of behavior, by literary culture, by academic culture that
like
Marvin had control over.
Yeah, that to me would be
and that is very alien to where you come from.
I guess most writers aren't writers.
So whether you like it or not, you're subjected to it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Live by
and,
that.
And I know there are people out there that read from beginning to end, just reading the words.
You want me to put this out? Mm-hmm.
Where's the plot? Where's this typical European format, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, you're not going to find it there because I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
That was the wrong shoe at the wrong time, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not going to try to pound a square into a round, into a round hole, which is why I stuck to my four seasons.
Yeah,
I wanted that connection there too with the land.
Yeah.
And the editors didn't know what to do with the manuscript the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
Spring, summer, fall, winter.
Were there a lot of changes compared to
well,
the first manuscript?
No. I am very stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
I worked so hard to try to get these things across that one change could destroy a whole, whole page. But, what was I going to say? Oh, the that is why they decided to say that it was a diary, because it was because of the way it was written. The
so
spring.
Otherwise, you think they would have said it's a novel, or what?
No, it's a novel in diary form.
Mm-hmm.
Is how they said it was the owl's diary. Now we all know Native people don't keep diaries.
Mm-hmm.
That is a European or
and
non-native
that was,
concept.
And that was put in by the editors of Pemmican?
Yeah, it had to justify or explain why it was in spring, summer, fall, and winter. So it was almost like a diary entry.
Yeah, yeah.
So that
in a way, that's sad. If you think of Pemmican being a native outfit, and they have a manuscript from a native person,
mm-hmm.
and then in order to make it, I don't know, marketable or whatever, put in an explanation, a little explanation, which I understand you're not happy with, the diary thing.
Yeah.
That is catering. Huh? I mean, catering to the large market.
Mm-hmm. And the spring, fall, and winter became chapters. Which, was already broken up that way anyway, so that wasn't the big deal.
But the way it's set up now is you've got the seasons sort of coming back, and then in the first year, you almost half the book sort of is set in the first year, or a little more, I think, so if you sort of count the chapters, we did that, and then sort of time moves on, and it moves on much more rapidly. Towards the end, because the bounds and leaves.
Yeah.
Are you saying that in the beginning all the spring sections were?
No. That's
the same
the way
format you wrote
was,
it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I also wrote how I was feeling as the character.
Yeah.
The character's feelings were sort of lazy, stretched out, really carefree childhood.
Mm-hmm.
So delve quite a bit there, and then the teenage years, they were just sort of skippy, full of not knowing.
Change.
It almost got it's almost irritating, you know, that section there in the book, because that is what that child was feeling at that time.
Yeah.
And you as the reader were probably getting really, you know, mm-hmm. irritated with this choppy, and then at the end, everything's happening so fast that the kid is, here mm-hmm. Am I supposed to stand, you know?
In a way, it's also, yeah. I mean, there's so much humor and warmth and love in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the situations are incredibly funny. But you can also read it as a sad book, because there's this closeness and everybody is together,
mm-hmm.
and in the end, it's
yeah.
like this. Huh?
Yeah.
Where is she? Fortunately, there's the that medicine man
yeah.
she can talk to,
mm-hmm.
but otherwise she's out in the open and childhood and all that security and the warmth,
mm-hmm.
that's gone forever. So in that way, it's also a...
yeah, but the old man says it's in us.
Yeah.
It's as long as that sun,
yeah.
we know that the sun
yeah.
is up there.
And you've got the feeling that she's strong enough to remember that.
Mm.
Yeah. So no, I understand now this book that you're working on, or that you've more or less finished now,
yeah.
that's about a boy, huh?
Yeah.
You want to talk
yeah.
about that?
Danny? Oh, Danny goes on the... that's a totally...
That's his name, Danny?
Yeah.
D-A-N-N-Y?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I haven't got a title for it, but that's the character's name. And Danny's another different kettle of fish.
mm-hmm.
And Danny himself... I have a meet native people.
Mm-hmm.
Because what really irritated me was one time listening to a discussion on just what native philosophy was. What's the native philosophy?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Anyway, that was my answer to that, I think.
The question was, what is the native philosophy?
Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. So you're... okay.
So I'm having him meet these characters. Anyway, that's what's in the back of my mind. These are people. These are individual human beings. And as individual human beings, they are entitled to individual human characteristics and beliefs and habits and everything else that goes along with being a human being.
mm-hmm.
Anyway, he meets these various different people from different backgrounds, and yet they're all native people, but they're all from different backgrounds
mm-hmm.
and everything else. And anyway, but that's what makes Danny who he is. It's all these people that have contributed something to his life, because
mm-hmm.
we are sponges as we, as we get older. Well, we're always changing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the same as same person I am today as I was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
At least I hope I'm not. You know, we get a lot of things every day of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So what kind of person does Danny end up being? You know, just putting him through this this round of meeting people.
How old
They're,
is he?
I'm comfortable at that 10, 12-year-old
mm-hmm.
age. Because at that age, they haven't decided yet what they believe in. Or they haven't made up their minds that this is how things are and that's the way they're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
They're just reacting, you know, getting information, because they haven't formed in their minds what they believe in. So they're just sponges at that,
mm-hmm.
Reacting to situations and,
mm-hmm.
you know, just absorbing everything.
Yeah, and some complications aren't there yet.
No.
If you think of Owl, that scene where they go sleighing,
mm-hmm.
and there's these three guys,
oh,
in
yeah.
a way,
And she tries to sort that out, but she tries, and there's no way. Yeah.
And those kind of complications aren't there if you're a boy age 10 or 12.
Oh, Danny showed me a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because when these things are happening, then I feel, no, that can't be. That can't be, because Danny would be reacting this way. Because I have seen children react that way. I have seen mm-hmm. boys react that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's mm-hmm. where I get my direction from, because the kids I see, the kids I meet, the kids I've seen grow up. I mm-hmm. have, you know, you understand people.
Mm-hmm.
I understand people, you know, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
So I have to be true to the character. Make sure that Danny's reacting as a real person,
mm-hmm.
that he is real, you know, from the beginning of the book to the end. Because he has to be true to how I'm going to make him react.
Mm-hmm.
If I make him react in a totally odd manner that just doesn't fit in there, then I've lost it somewhere.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So it's to be, you know, just being real to the character. And
mm-hmm.
And you do, because you do get to know the character, the characteristics that you've given this kid, how he's going to react
yeah.
to a given situation. It's a lot of fun. I really
yeah,
enjoy it.
Yeah. in sort of reading Native literature and talking to a lot of Native authors, the more I learn, or the more authors and the more literature I get to know, the more I realize that the sort of criteria that I've learned about literature are inadequate. If I use criteria also to describe Honor the Sun, or what you say now, it's a very I would maybe mm-hmm. say it's a strong interest in psychological development. You said something about plot. No, don't look for a plot that way yourself. have you ever thought, or when you write or you read something, do you think in categories, say, okay, this is poetry and this is novel and this is something from the oral tradition and this is drama, or
no.
do you think of any sort of established literary categories?
No, I check out any preconceived ideas, I check out anything that will interfere with my reading.
Mm-hmm.
When I read to know that character. And from there, I get to know the author very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
I know when that author has really hit the dumps, you know.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Because it comes out, you mm-hmm. know. It's in there, because if the spirit's in there, mind you, I've read books where there's just absolutely nothing. It's just a string of words put together.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't do anything for me. I don't bother.
Yeah, you
to
mentioned
finish
one
it.
Of them, and,
yeah.
and even a Native author where you said.
Yeah. I don't
some
bother.
If you had to sort of teach Native literature here, are there some texts that you would really like to use, or that you would recommend? You can think of?
I haven't thought about it.
Apart from Honor the Sun, I mean.
No, I haven't thought about it at all.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I haven't even looked into or really studied.
Mm-hmm.
I just read.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I haven't thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't had time.
mm-hmm.
That's a good excuse of mine these days.
Yeah.
I would like to take the course, though.
Mm-hmm.
Just to find out what it is they're teaching. What is their point of view? What is their interpretation?
There's many different interpretations as their teachers.
Because I know they're not Native people.
Mm-hmm.
How close are their interpretations, mm-hmm. or how far out are they? To my own understanding.
Yeah.
You
well,
know?
That's what we were talking about earlier. It's
mm-hmm.
a sort of, in your reading, of any work, you find a reflection of yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
and the whole class will find reflections of themselves.
Yeah.
Like this one, a student I told you who came to me, and she's from Nova Scotia.
Mm-hmm.
She's non-native, and she said, well, this is just, you know, when I remembered things from my childhood. So it's a reflection of herself.
Mm-hmm.
And if I said my first reading, I saw this mainly, what fascinated me was this perspective by a young child and the mm-hmm. way I could see, yes, this is how you feel as a child, or this is how I felt as a child, mm-hmm. this is how I looked at it, and now I read it again and say it's a statement about also the lack of protection for children and mm-hmm. for women, and the various forms of violence
mm-hmm.
in there. So it's about that too, and maybe if I read it again, I find yet another layer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's I don't think if you set in on a lot of native literature classes with various teachers, you'd find different readings from class to class.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it becomes sort of a standardized English lit class, where there's a standardized canon and a standardized
mm-hmm.
set of questions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and even then you'll find reflections of yourselves. There's a lot now written by non-native mm-hmm. Critics, and I include myself, who are into their own sort of theoretical game,
mm-hmm.
and they'll play that spiel regardless of where the literature comes from.
Mm-hmm.
I try not to do that, but I'm bound to do it because I come from one perspective.
Mm-hmm.
What I fear is that unless native critics, native authors come out with statements themselves, as they are doing,
mm-hmm.
and teach those classes themselves, it could very well be that established academia just takes native texts and say, okay, well, this is not realistic. No, it's postmodern. This is what's happening. So there's some theory where realism is left behind,
mm-hmm.
and you put on a new label and maybe call something postmodern, which the person who's written was writing about a reality that we haven't got the faintest clue exists.
Mm.
And so in other words, the non-native critics are just writing about themselves and their own theory, and
mm-hmm.
not about the book or what the author wanted to do. And that's a shame.
I wonder if native people would get the same interpretation if they were teaching. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They'd get different perspectives because everybody comes from different backgrounds.
Yeah.
Our experiences are different, so we'd get different meanings from what we're reading. Maybe this passage means something to me, has touched me,
mm-hmm.
because it has something to do with my background. Or it has reminded me of something. Whereas another person may say, no.
Yeah.
You know, so it depends. It's the people.
Yeah.
People are different. And everyone will get different things out of it.
I think that's the beautiful thing also.
Yeah.
And it's good in the classroom if you can share that.
Mm-hmm.
And the classes I've taught here in Canada so far, the last one, English 100 class I had was, I think there was no non-native student there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some of them were only marginally Indian or Métis or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but I think that was the only sort of, in that way, homogeneous class, whatever. And the other two classes, they were really a mix. The first one was really, really nice. There was mainly native students. There were some blacks, there were Asians, there were Europeans, there were Latin Americans. that was really good because
mm-hmm.
we could learn so much from each other.
Yeah.
And the other English 219 class which I had, which was the native literature, was also, I would say two-thirds natives, one-third U of R students from the English department. And that also, I think, well, it's good. I know that the non-native students, quite a few of them learned a lot they would have never have learned in a class without native people. I don't know how much the native people got out of it. What I found though, what the students, I mean, the feedback I got, that was, what I got was very positive. And maybe
mm-hmm.
people don't say the negative things, but what they liked in the moment is, yeah, if you really communicate, and I tell
mm-hmm.
them a story, and they tell me a story, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or if I come in there as a person and say, let's try this out, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So, here I am talking again. You know, I, on the way here, I tried to come up with a few things that I didn't want to forget. I wish I'd brought them over, because I'm saying, no, I think that's it from my side. And if there's something that you think you'd like to say, say so.
Well, I hope if I ever get finish the second one, that that will generate as much discussion as this one has. Because mm-hmm. like you say, you know, it strikes a chord.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It must also make you happy, but it does, or doesn't it?
Yeah, it's good knowing that you can communicate
your
feelings. Because like I say, you know, when you read something that's just a string of words, it doesn't do anything for you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can communicate the feelings that
you know, you can. You can. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.